Have you ever had to just deal with annoying people, especially around the holidays? This could be family, this could be friends, this could be your spouse. And what do you do, right? Like, the temptation is just to get defensive or to get frustrated. But this is my go-to phrase to deal when anybody just pushes your buttons or triggers you, especially during the holidays. And it is called, "So let them." And this is a phrase that you can say yourself to yourself, or say out loud if you're in a place to do so. If somebody pisses you off, right, you just say, "So let them." And it's not coming from like a defeatist standpoint at all. It's more in the spirit of reminding your brain, reminding your subconscious that you always choose your energy. You always choose your response or reaction. And instead of kind of giving into the current of annoyance, "So let them" is like, you know what? They have their own guides, their own path. I don't have to engage, or I don't have to rescue, or I don't have to allow this situation, right, to infiltrate my sense of peace. So practice it. I had a really good friend use this with her mother-in-law, and it worked really, really great. I had another client who used it, for her stepchildren, who just like wouldn't clean up after themselves, and it just created a sense of lightness. So I'm curious, this holiday season, what would it feel like to just experiment with that phrase, "So let them"? And if you want to add some sass to it, smile as you say it. It just changes your energy. It keeps things light, and it keeps the energy moving. So I hope that whatever you do this holiday season, that you're taking time for yourself. I just want to take a minute to say thank you for, you know, being a part of my goddess community. Whenever you jumped in, I love creating content to help you trust and love yourself and create empowering relationships. If there's a topic that you want me to address in a future newsletter, I've included the link to ask a question anonymously that I can answer for the next year. So thanks again. And if you feel inclined, share this newsletter, with a friend. Leave me a comment on the blog, or hit reply if you're on the newsletter right now, and let me know how this lands for you. I love you, and I will talk to you soon.